This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Delighted that you are with us. Thanks to Jay Lucas joining us in hour number one. Joining us now, University of Miami baseball coach J.D. Arteaga. Coach, thanks for being with us, and congrats. Into the NCAA tournament, year number two, and you got the team back into the postseason. So a sign of progress in your program.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, it's nice to be playing baseball in early June again, and not where we want to be yet, but definitely heading in the right direction.
What was the reaction like for your guys when you saw your name go up there on the board that you were into the tournament?
You know, it was great. It was, to be honest, my favorite part of the whole thing is watching their reaction. They put in a lot of hard work, a lot of time, a lot of everything, you know, and it's such a good group, such a close group. I've never had a group this close before, and to watch them celebrate and looks on their face. And a lot of those guys, it's their first time. A lot of transfers, a lot of freshmen that have never been in the NCAA tournament. So it was exciting to watch their reaction, how happy they were.
It is the NCAA tournament. It's a long grind. For whoever goes all the way, it's four more weeks of baseball. So it's a long grind. Winning the College World Series, I think, is more difficult than ever before. But once you get this far, one of the 64, it means you're playing for a national championship. You're playing for the right to become a champion.
Yeah, there's only 64 teams in the country that have a chance to do that now. You know, so. And whether we're the first team in or the last team in, it doesn't really matter. I know a few years back, you know, Ole Miss came to our regional and they were a team that supposedly was the last team in the field and they got hot at the right time and won the whole thing. So it's usually not the best team, but it's the hottest team and a team that just plays the best baseball this time of year. So hopefully we can show up in Hattiesburg and put our best foot forward and see how many games we can win and move on to the next round.
You've been a part of a lot of University of Miami regional baseball tournaments. Take us through your thought process on what do you think are some of the things that have to happen in order to have success in the regionals?
Well, you know, first of all, the first two games. You win the first two games, you're kind of in the driver's seat, and it forces somebody to have to beat you twice that last, you know, Sunday night and then on to Monday if needed. So, as far as, you know, pitching is concerned, obviously staying in that winner's bracket is a big advantage. But other than that, it's, you know, timely hitting and good defense and good pitching. And that's what wins ball games, you know, so everything's got to come together. We've shown that we can do that. We put a good stretch there where we won, you know, quite a good number of games. And even when we weren't going great, you know, we showed that we can beat some of the best teams in the country and the best pitchers in the country, you know, and so, this team has the ability to beat anybody.
Yeah, your team, I know, it's a tough finish.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But in April and May, you played as well as anybody in the country. How do you rebottle that?
You know, if I had the answer, then we would have continued to play that type of baseball. You know, it's just baseball's a funny game, man. And now more than ever, the parody in college baseball is it's like nothing you've ever seen before. You've got, you know, the number one and two preseason ranked teams are not even in the field of 64. So that goes to show you that that's, wow. You know, in this sport, in this game, is anything could happen. Anybody could beat anybody. And again, the parody is at the highest level it's ever been.
This regional has Southern Miss, which caught me by surprise. Columbia, who I think was in the University of Miami regional like 2015 or somewhere in that period. I think they played him for the championship. And then, of course, Alabama. I guess maybe dive into Alabama a little bit. Well, what do you know about the Crimson Tide, a 41-16 record, 16-14 in conference play? Their pitching staff, earned run average over 5, hit 91 home runs. What are your thoughts on the Crimson Tide?
It's a typical SEC team. It's some, you know, big physical players. They can do some damage at the plate. They can have some power arms. They can throw some power arms at you, and a lot of them. So it's it's all across the board. And Southern Miss is very similar in the way they're built. It's just a physical team, physical lineup. That with a lot of dangerous hitters, that you can't really relax as a pitcher. Once you relax, that's when you're going to get hurt. So, but it's at this time of year, it doesn't matter who you're playing. The name of the jersey doesn't matter. The colors don't matter. Cause either a really talented team or you're playing a really good baseball and you're hot. So it doesn't matter. It's just about winning the next game.
I do think there are probably some similarities between you and Alabama. One would be, you're able to play a shortened game with Walters coming out of the bullpen, and so are they. They've got a kid named Carson Osmer who's appeared in 28 games, and he has 17 saves. So it appears they have someone that can slam the door late, as do you.
Yeah, that's I've always said, and I learned this from Coach Morris, you know, I would trade two starters for a shutdown closer. You know, that shutdown closer – is going to win or lose every close game for you. And a starter is going to give you a chance to win every time, you know, once a week when he pitches, when he takes the ball. So there's so much value in that bullpen. And when we were going really good, our bullpen was going really good. So there's no surprise there as to what part of what our success was. So they got a great closer. He's a little different than ours. This stuff it's not an overpowering pitcher, but he's a really, really good pitcher. And he gets a lot of swings and misses and commands the strike zone. And obviously, it's tough to beat, and getting those last three outs of a game those are the hardest three outs. There's nothing like it, and he's had a lot of success doing that. But like you said, we've got one of our own that's been really good here as of late.
I want to talk to you about Hugis in a moment, but you do have the two freshmen, Siskar and Darius, that went into the starting rotation. What kind of influence did your pitching coach, Laz Gutierrez, have over those two freshmen? It's the decision you guys made to go in that route. How did Laz handle those guys, and what was his influence on them?
Well, he's done a great job with those guys, and usually when it comes to freshmen, it's not the physical development, it's more the mental development, and that's probably Laz's strength above any. So both guys have great stuff, great arms, as do most of our freshmen. That's why they're here. As far as the mental development and the ability to handle big games and the big innings and minimize, innings, that's the biggest thing for freshmen and young players. So Laz has done a great job with those guys there, and he's done such a good job with Siskar that he's actually starting game one of the regional. So we feel like he's the best matchup against Alabama, and we're trying to win one game at a time. And so we're going with Siskar in game one.
Okay, so you are going to go with Siskar. He's pitched well. And will you go with Ugas in game two, or wait to see what the matchup is?
Well, we'll wait and see what happens there. Just don't know. I remember one year we were at Nebraska, where Nebraska was the number one seed, and they lost to Manhattan the first game, and then they lost to I believe, Columbia the second game, and we ended up never playing Columbia or Nebraska. San Francisco, you're right. So we never played Nebraska. We kept holding our number one, which is Scott Main at the time, and Scott Main ended up throwing the third game of the tournament against San Francisco to advance to a super regional at Ole Miss. So you don't know. All we're preparing for right now is the first game, and our best matchup is Siskar, and that's what we're going with.
Yeah, that's funny to go down memory lane. We had to go out there twice. One year we went out to Lincoln for the super regional, and Jabba Chamberlain pitched against Ryan Braun. And the next year went out there for the regional and never played Nebraska.
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember they played the first game of the tournament. They kind of did it backwards, and we're sitting in our hotel room, and they got beat by Manhattan, which Manhattan had a great left-handed pitcher that year that came close to beating us. There was a tough game in Miami. I remember he beat Tulane, which is Tulane was in the top of college baseball at the time, and he went over there and beat Nebraska. So they beat him that first game. So we always threw off in the regional. So we threw our number two, and then they got beat by San Francisco in the loser's bracket game. So we threw our number three that night against Manhattan, and then I guess San Francisco came back to the championship round, and we had our number one, Scott Main, going. So, we never played Nebraska.
What has made Siskar so reliable for you this year? He's got a beautiful strikeout-to-walk ratio, 56-14, 5-1. The other thing about Siskar, I'm almost answering the question for you, but the thing I noticed about Siskar is the games he's pitched, whether he's got the decision or not, he has put your team in a position to win.
He has. And, there's something about some guys that the team just plays better behind for whatever reason. We've been playing well on those Saturdays when he's pitching. So, but he does a good job of working fast. He throws strikes. He gets, gets a lot of ground balls. So he keeps the defense active. It's nothing worse than playing behind someone that's going deep into counts and walking guys and kind of lulls you to sleep. And then you expect to make a great play after not, getting a ground ball for a while. But he just keeps the game moving. There's great tempo to him, and there's a certain naiveness about him that, the situation, the moment never gets too big for him, and he just goes out and performs and does his thing, and he's been great.
Offensively, obviously, Cuvée's had a great season, 76 RBI, 16 home runs. Really, I thought was one of the guys responsible for helping you turn things around. What do you need from him this weekend? Obviously, he's going to be a point of emphasis for the opponent.
Yeah, and he always has been. I mean, you're not going to hide him in the lineup anywhere after the year he had as a freshman. So, but yeah, you're right. When we got going, it wasn't just our bullpen or our defense, but, he got hot. And when your best player gets hot, you're usually going to win some games. So, but we also need guys around him to swing the bat. Ogden getting on base and Goblin getting on base ahead of him. And Dorian protecting him behind him, and not your prototypical four-hole hitter, but you got to be scary enough where they have to consider pitching to Cuvée. And we get Williams back this week as well as Hudson. They're not 100% yet. Everything's kind of day to day for now, but it's looking pretty promising that one of those guys, if not both, will be back in the lineup on Friday.
Now you read my mind. I was just going to ask you if you had any update on Derek Williams. With the time of his injury, was your leading hitter at the time of his injury. I think also was leading the club in home runs. He had 8 at the time. Of course, Cuvée finishes with 16. But if he can get back into the lineup, certainly that's a big boost for you.
A huge boost for us, you know. It's and again, it's another right-handed bat to add to the middle of the lineup there. But you're right; he was leading our team in every offensive category, and he was hitting better in ACC play than he was against, you know, the out of conference opponents that we had early on. So, you know, again, he's not 100%, but I feel pretty good that he'll be back in the lineup. And obviously, I got a sore spot in my memory bank. Some, you know, a guy coming in off of the hamate bone injury and doing damage in the postseason, and Warren Morris in 96 for LSU. So we'll go for some a repeat there with him. He gets hot and carries us a long way.
Right. Take us through the way you have managed Brian Walters in his career. Came in, you know, under the in the shadow of his brother, suffered through the injury. You handled him very well, I thought, last year, took care of him, started this year, now the closer. Walk us through how you've been able to manage Brian Walters and how important he's going to be this weekend.
He's been through a lot. He's a very emotional kid, kind of wears his emotions on his sleeve. So you know exactly what he's thinking. It was just the exact opposite of his brother, Andrew. But he's been through a lot. Like you said, he came here with the expectation of the hope or the excitement of you know, being a teammate with his brother for the first time ever, I believe, just because of the age difference. And he gets cut short with an injury, you know, and then his brother goes off and signs and is off in pro ball. And he has a pretty good year for us last year, battling back from the Tommy John surgery, knowing that he was going to have surgery at the end of the season to a nerve transplant, which is an irritated nerve, not a big deal, but it is surgery, and it's going to take some time. Knowing that, you go out and pitch once a weekend, and then coming back this season and starting the season as a starter, and then now moving to the bullpen and then the closer, and you know, talk about, you know, being in your brother's shadows. He's taken over a role that probably better than anyone in Miami history. His brother was one of the best closers ever, and now he's our closer. So he's been through a lot. He's handled it very well. You know, I love the kid, and he's just a great teammate, great person. And whatever you ask him to do, he does it with a smile on his face and give you his best effort. So we need him as well as the other 26 guys, you know, in the roster to just play their best baseball this right now.
You mentioned the togetherness of your team. How rewarding is this tournament for those guys, and how important is it to have a good clubhouse like that?
It's, you know what, it's you can't win without a good clubhouse. I've never seen a team that's a dysfunctional team that doesn't get along, doesn't like each other, you know, have success on the field. So I think it's very important. We actually, you know, this time of year, you have to cut down to 27 players in the roster, but we decided we're taking everybody on this trip. I think it's our strength is in numbers. It's within the group. It's not one player or certain, a couple handful of talented players. Our strength is in the group. So we decided to take everybody. Now, only 27 can play and can be in the active roster, but everybody's going to be in the dugout, all 33 guys. So I felt it was important. And you know, the administration financially backed us and has taken everybody. So I'm grateful for that. But I just think this team's special, and they should be all be together this time.
That's always the hard part of coaching, right? Telling guys you can't, you're not going to make it, especially this time of the year.
Yeah, this time of the year, and then you got guys that are going to be part of our future. You know, you think of a Nick Roberts. You know, he was a freshman last year, didn't get to experience the NCAA tournament. Now he's a sophomore, he's had surgery, and to leave him behind and then expect him to come back next year and be a big part of this team, I think there's a lot of value in him just being there. And he's not going to pitch, he's not going to play or anything, but just being there and experiencing is going to help him out for next year.
No, I agree with that. I mean, there was a time, I think it was Jimmy Johnson used to say, I'm going to bring my quarterbacks with me, even if they're redshirting, because I want them to stand on the sidelines in the opponent's stadium so that they get a feel for what that's like. I mean, you can play at home at the time, the Orange Bowl. That's comfortable. What's uncomfortable is on the road, so they would travel quarterbacks so they would get a good feel for what they're going to face one day.
Yeah, there's no way to replicate that in practice. You could have all the speakers, all the music, and whatever you want, but it's just, there's nothing like the real thing, you know. So I just think it's important. And And again, this team, I just want them all together.
Southern Miss is the host of this thing. Did you have a chance to dive into Southern Miss and what was the key behind their success this year? It's not like, Southern Miss is known for their great baseball year after year.
No, but they have been lately. I mean, they've got a really good program and they've done a great job lately. And they've been kind of knocking on the door there at the hosting, and they've been a two seed for a few years in a row now. But they're a team that's built like an SEC team, and it's a big physical team. They got some power arms. It might not be as deep as some of the SEC teams, but they're built the same way. So, from my understanding, it's a great environment, a tough environment to play in, but it's a fun environment. It's great fans, and I know for us, it's me personally. I love playing in that type of environment. So, hopefully, our guys feed off of that, and it's going to be a crazy crowd, but it's a lot of fun.
Players, they love tournament ball. This is what they're raised on, as opposed to maybe, I don't know, guys 20, 25 years ago. But kids today, this is all they do, right? In high school and travel ball is they play tournaments. So you might have to play two games in one day. Your backs could be against the wall. You could be in the loser's bracket, whatever the case might be. But for the most part, kids today have a lot of experience in tournament ball.
They do, and that's all they play nowadays, And we probably should have played all our freshmen that first game in the ACC tournament, playing a 9 a.m. start time. They're used to that 8 a.m. start times in those high school tournaments, so probably should have played all our freshmen, and they might have been awake for that one. But it's just look, it's tournament time. It's win or go home. You throw out all those all the cliches, But the reality is it's win or go home, and these guys. I know they want to play as many baseball games as they can, and that means we've got to continue to win and continue to advance.
When you and your staff, if you had a chance, overall, and you looked at the tournament, the bracket, did anything in particular jump out at you guys? Maybe the number of SEC hosting caught me a little bit by surprise was UCLA on the West Coast hosting. Is kind of interesting. It's old-time college baseball. UCLA is hosting, and Arizona State is in their regional. But the SEC gets a lot of host spots. Virginia got left out. UConn got left out, a team that you played earlier this year, made a super regional a year ago. Anything to you and your staff jump out?
To me, the biggest one was Georgia Tech, probably. You win the regular season ACC championship and you don't host, I think there's something wrong with that. And they don't get to pick, as Virginia, right? They don't get to pick their ACC schedule. It's a rotation, and so it wasn't that they might have not played all the toughest of teams, but still, you win the regular season championship, and you're the one seed in the tournament, and you get to the semifinals. I think that team should always be a host. So, other than that, I'm just glad we're in it. We'd be asking Virginia the same question, but we'd probably be out. So I'm just glad that we're in it and looking forward to playing some baseball.
Yeah. Well, I think it's what'd you take away from year two as the caretaker of the University of Miami? A couple of things maybe that will help you going forward into the future seasons.
No, honestly, no surprises. I know what the expectations are here and this is just, we just kind of cracking the surface of what our expectations are. So get to the postseason, the NCAA tournament, but we got to win some games in advance and get to the College World Series. So, learned a lot of patience this year, and there was no panic, and, it was kind of an up and down season there in the beginning, and it could have easily taken a turn for the worse, and I could have lost the guys, but our coaching staff, we all did a great job of keeping the guys together, keeping them confident, and showing up every day with excitement and willingness to play and play hard and play for each other. And I guess turn that around. So I think that's a lesson learned for everybody. You just got to stick with what you believe in and continue to work and work and work, and it'll work out at the end.
Well, people don't get to sit in the dugout with you or in the clubhouse with you or see you around the players. But I think one of the things that any coach has to have is respect from his players and a will and want to from the players to play for the coach in whatever sport it is. And you have developed that rapport with your players.
I appreciate it. It's all about the players. It's the Jimmys and the Joes. It's not the X's and O's. So, and again, all the credit goes to them. They did a great job, and they continue to show up. And it's not easy. It's not easy for any of us. It's not easy for the coaches, for the staff, but at the end of the day, it's toughest on the players. They're the ones out there performing, and we're not getting it done. They're the ones not getting it done. And when they do get it done, it's all the praise has to go to them. And they did a great job this year.
All right, Friday, 3:00, Alabama, Siskar on the mound. Thanks so much for joining us tonight and the season. Appreciate all your help during the course of the year. Best of luck in these regionals.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, that's J.D. Arteaga with us. And that's it. That's it for the hotline for this season. Well, we'll be off in June and July. We'll come back in August, and it'll be football season. We'll have it'll be year number 24 for me on the play-by-play. 24, and it'll be 24, 27. What will it be? I've lost track. 27 straight years, and it'll be year number 37 of broadcasting University of Miami Sports. How about that? 37 when we started in August. And looking forward to it. Football team made a lot of changes. Transfer portal. They are operating in the modern era of college football, which means they come in, they go out, and putting teams together and looking to improve every year. So it'll be year number 4 for Coach Cristobal. Went from 5 to 7 to 10, and boy, oh boy, would I like to get to 11 this upcoming season. So we'll see. At any rate, thanks to Trevor Harris. He's been our producer all season long on the Hurricane Hotline. When we come back in August, the crew will be back together. We'll have Don. We'll have Josh. We'll have Dono. We'll have Rabinowitz. We'll have Monroe and Tim Reynolds. And we'll have Christy. We'll have Robert Grieper. We'll have everybody all back together. Trevor will be back with us, and we'll kick it off on August 31st against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Thanks for following us all season long through football and basketball, which was a tough follow, and baseball. And now baseball goes on to the regionals. We wish them the best of luck. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Have a great summer, and we'll rejoin you in August. Stay tuned. Hockey's coming up next, Game 4. Of the Western Conference Finals, Dallas and Edmonton. So long, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.